Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Corinda Barnes' brown eyes were slitted.
I freaking hate you.
She hissed like an angry cat. Roy Barnes, her husband, tried not to flinch. Carrie, baby, that's just the pain talking. You don't really mean that. When the words left his mouth, well, Roy wished he could have grabbed them and tossed the stupid thing he said in the trash. But he couldn't, and had to endure the blazing glare from his pregnant wife.
You said that the shot wouldn't affect our baby. You got the jab like the little sheep you are. Now you've made me one too.
Corinda husked out. Her normally pretty face was a scrunched up mask of hatred and contempt. All slitted eyes and bared teeth like a predator ready to strike. Roy sighed and then turned to the nurse.
Can you give her something more for the pain?
The nurse shook her head. She's a maximum dosage. You should leave so she can calm down. He nodded. For a moment, he thought about saying something comforting to Corinda, but one glance at her hateful face sent a chill down his spine. An image of her leaping off the hospital bed and tearing out his throat with her hands filled his mind. She kept her nails short, but her hands were strong. No, he decided. It was time to wait outside in the lounge and hope everything would turn out right. While Roy sat in the empty lounge, he thought about how things had been getting strange. A few months before they went to the hospital, he had heard music and weird tones coming from Corinda's swollen belly. It wasn't gas. Not for the last time, he wondered what was going on.
Mr. Barnes, the doctor said.
What?
Roy said as he looked up. The doctor was holding a bag with a small cell phone inside. Mr. Barnes, can you shed some light on this? Again, Roy looked at the phone. He tried to wonder where it came from. Corinda's phone was larger than his.
Where did you get that?
The doctor sighed. It was found inside your wife. Thank goodness the phone just caused some minor complications, but we were able to deal with them. Do you have any idea? Roy shook his head.
No, I don't.
It felt like he was in a Twilight Zone episode. For a moment, he expected to see Rod Serling show up. Maybe Rod could give him a cigarette. Roy could use one, even though he had quit some time ago.
This is very unusual. There's a medical condition in which people eat inedible things, but the phone was found in your wife's womb, along with your son. The nurse said that he was holding it when he was delivered. The doctor said. The nurse walked up to the doctor, and they whispered to each other for a few moments. This made a chill run down Roy's back. He just knew something was wrong, or headed that way.
What's going on?
Again, the doctor looked at the bag and its contents. It seems that your son is crying for his phone. The nurses can't get him to stop. The lights flickered in the lounge, and they shone dimly. Dark shadows crept in from the edges of the room. Everyone looked up. For some reason, Roy felt like something nasty was peering in at him from the windows that faced the parking lot. He kept his eyes locked on the doctor. It seemed like a very good idea not to look outside.
Doctor,
what should I do? Roy wondered why they didn't react to what he felt.
They were facing the parking lot. The nurse's brown eyes were wide and filled with fear over her green mask. Fine. Give the child the phone and see what happens. Make sure it's sanitized first, the doctor said. Again, he wondered why no one saw anything. Roy frowned.
What's going on?
The doctor shrugged. The nurse rushed off with the phone. A few moments later, the lights went back to their normal brightness. Roy slowly turned his head and glanced out the window. Whatever he had felt before was gone.
What the hell?
He said, before putting his head in his hands. Several hours later, near dawn, a nurse woke him up.
What?
Roy asked, while looking around before focusing on the woman in front of him. We're going to keep your wife and son under observation for a few more days. We just want to make sure they're both healthy, the nurse said.
It's the phone, isn't it?
Roy asked. A moment passed, then the nurse nodded.
Yes. To be honest, Dr. Ramos has doubts and wants to be sure. How did the phone get into your wife?
Roy shrugged.
I don't know. When I met Corinda, she told me she had a troubled past, but she never gave me any details, and I didn't want to be nosy.
The nurse nodded.
I understand. I'll tell the doctor what you said. Please go home and get some real rest. The coffee here is so bad they also use it in Gitmo. We always go to the cafe down the block.
Roy nodded.
Thanks.
The nurse turned and walked away. Then, it hit Roy.
I got a son!
He managed not to yell in the hospital lobby. Barely. After waiting several days, this should have been a perfect moment. Finally, he was holding his new son. His heart expanded so much, he feared it was going to burst out of his chest. But the strange music from his son's phone ruined the moment. He wasn't using it at the time, but just looking at the phone sent a chill down Roy's back. Regretfully, he gave his son back to Corinda. She searched his face for answers.
It's the phone, isn't it?
Roy just looked away. Several moments passed.
Why?
Roy asked. Corinda looked at her son, trying to ignore the phone.
Hey, no problem. Once we get home, I have some ideas.
How about we talk a bit before you try anything?
Roy asked.
Why?
Well, the nurses took Justin's phone away, and even in the waiting room, I felt something weird.
Corinda interrupted Roy.
What?
Her eyes narrowed. Roy shook his head.
I don't know.
Even the doctor and the nurse were afraid.
What things?
Corinda's voice rose.
It was quick, and all I knew was I was scared. Very scared. It was like being at the edge of a cliff, so close a sneeze would make me fall. Please, Carrie, we need to be careful,
Roy said. Corinda jerked her head and sighed.
Fine. I'll talk to you before I do anything about the phone.
A moment of silence passed before Corinda and Roy went about their day's affairs. The weeks and months flew by in a blur as Corinda and Roy adjusted to their son. He was energetic. Also, they noticed that Justin wouldn't let them see him use the phone. If Roy tried to look over Justin's shoulder, he would just stop.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
doing whatever he was doing and hide the screen. Sometimes he would frown, too. After a few moments, Roy would leave Justin alone. While Roy tried to ignore Justin's strange relationship with his phone, Corinda was another matter. She was always trying to experiment with separating Justin from the device. All it would take was a chill down Roy's back, and the lights flickering in the kitchen or the living room, and he knew that something was wrong.
Carrie, you'd stop fussing with the phone,
Roy said one afternoon when the lights went out, and again, dread made him not look out the window. Corinda frowned and then glared at him.
Why are you so comfortable about this? Our son has a creepy connection with his phone. It's not right. We need to find a way to get that thing away from him, or Justin will never have a normal life.
Roy nodded. I get what you're saying, but I don't want to make things worse.
Have you even looked at the screen? I tried and I just zoned out. It's not right. I even tried to take a picture of the logo on the back, and my phone crashed. Where did Justin's phone come from?
Corinda asked. Roy sighed. You. Corinda's eyes narrowed like she wanted to send him some stink eye, but she looked away.
Yeah, that's right.
Harry, honey, is there something you're not telling me? You always tell me that you had a troubled childhood, Roy said.
Corinda shook her head as tears started to flow down her cheeks.
I can't, not now.
Seeing his wife cry felt like a punch to the gut. Roy looked down, then back up.
I'm sorry. We'll be in the living room. When you're ready, let me know what you want for dinner.
Corinda nodded and sniffled. Roy slunk out of the bedroom while his thoughts churned around the mystery of Justin's phone. Maybe I should smash the damn thing, he thought. Fear arose in his mind. What if that made things worse? The memory of what happened in the hospital was still very fresh in his mind. With a small shake of his head, he pushed the troubling thoughts back. Several days later, Emma Brighton, the new babysitter, strode up the walkway. Corinda frowned. Emma had plenty of good reviews online, and some of the neighbors recommended her. She wouldn't have any problems with Justin. Well, except for the phone. Corinda's eyes narrowed. It was always that damned thing. Fantasies of throwing it outside or dumping it in the sink so the trash compactor could give it a good chewing filled her mind. Then she remembered seeing fear in her husband's eyes and the uneasiness she felt when the lights flickered for no reason.
That damn phone,
Corinda whispered as she walked to the kitchen door to meet Emma. Emma's no-nonsense attitude made Corinda think of a combination of Mary Poppins and a Marine drill sergeant. A person who had handled defusing a bomb and a messy diaper with aplomb. Maybe even both at the same time, while having a steely-eyed, thousand-yard stare.
I've seen terrible things,
Miss Mary Drill Sergeant would say. Corinda almost giggled. Miss Brighton fixed Corinda with a gaze that would have worked with a sniper rifle, as well as a busy mother.
Does your son, Justin, have any quirks that I should be aware of?
All of Corinda's good humor melted away like ice cream under a blazing sun. For a few moments, things had felt normal. Now, not so much.
He has a cell phone?
Emma's eyes narrowed like she had seen a possible threat incoming.
A cell phone? Why would such a young child have one?
Corinda felt cowed. It felt like explaining how she messed up to an authority figure. The truth was just too strange to say. Heck, she wasn't ready to tell her husband yet.
Well, Justin got attached to one of my husband's old phones, but we haven't had the time to do anything about it.
She smiled a little. Emma nodded and didn't smile.
I won't bother you with my thoughts about technology. Don't worry. Your son will be weaned off of his unhealthy fascination.
A small chill ran down Corinda's back. Later on, she would understand why her misgivings were correct.
No problem. Thank you.
Several moments later, they discussed details, and finally, Emma got up and left. She would be at the house at 8 a.m. sharp. Again, Corinda had a quick thought that maybe she had made a mistake, but she pushed that thought away to focus on getting ready for work the next day. It was an hour after lunch when Roy grimaced at the figures in the latest status report. Other than a few small issues, things were okay. Something else hung over him, causing a feeling of dread like steel-gray cloudy skies. No, it didn't feel quite like that. To Roy, it felt like that Greek guy who had the sword over his head. He looked around like what was bothering him could be seen in his cubicle. There were the usual piles of printouts, nothing that would cause concern.
Roy, check out the sky in the south.
A man from the cubicle next to him said.
Why?
Roy replied.
It's kind of dark. I wonder if we're getting one of those pop-up storms. It's kind of late in the year for that. We usually get those on hot and steamy days.
Amanda said. Roy stood up and peered over the wall of his cubicle. Coal black clouds were gathered over an area in the south. A chill raced down his back. Their house was in that direction.
Crap! Yeah, right? I don't know if I should stay here until the storm ends or not. It might not even be near my house.
Amanda said. Roy, on the other hand, knew, just like he would take another breath, that the center of the storm was right over his house. The problem was deciding what to do. Should he call Corinda and warn her to get Justin out of the house? Or maybe he should call her to get Justin's phone first. He was also quite sure that the no-nonsense sitter did something with the phone. Other questions started to crowd his mind when his phone rang. It was Corinda.
Roy, the babysitter called. She started screaming, then she stopped. You gotta get to Justin and see what's going on.
More dread flowed down Roy's back like an ice cube shower. Deep down, he knew that Emma wasn't going to deal with the phone situation right, but optimism won out.
I'm leaving now,
Roy said. Corinda hung up. Roy looked around for his jacket and yelled at Amanda.
I'm having a personal emergency at home. Tell the boss I'll make up the lost time tomorrow. No problem. Hope everything's all right at home,
Amanda said, while still banging away at her keyboard. She didn't even look up at him. It didn't take Roy long to rush through the building and get to his car. All sorts of terrible thoughts swirled through his mind like plastic bags in a gale. Only one thought managed to stick. He had to ask Corinda about her childhood. Justin and his phone weren't natural things. Roy doubted that a diet high in minerals and vitamins could create a cell phone inside one's womb. That goes twice for vaccines. As he drove towards his home, the feeling of impending disaster increased. One time he looked up at the sky, but it felt like there was something in the sky, using the clouds as cover. Maybe it would expose itself to him like a stripper. A bit of nasty here, and maybe some disgusting there. Roy was quite sure he didn't want to see, so he kept his eyes on the road. The side and rearview mirrors showed enough of the sky, and he dreaded to look at them.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
A block away from his house, something sharp scraped across the roof of his car. Roy was quite sure it wasn't a tree branch. He knew what it was, but continuing that train of thought was too frightening. It was as dark as midnight when Roy returned home. He frowned. There should be a light on somewhere if someone were home. The windows were unlit like the house had been abandoned. This was a bad sign. Roy looked around to see if Corinda had arrived. Nope. With another glance around, he approached the door. Inside, it was quiet, except for Justin's fitful screams. That sent a chill down Roy's back. Where was the babysitter?
Miss Bryden? Emma?
There was no reply. After checking the living room, he found a disquieting sight. A shattered hammer lay next to Justin's cell phone, boy averted his eyes from the swirling mix of strange colors on the screen. There were some not in a regular rainbow. He would examine the hammer later, but first, Justin had to get his phone. The phone felt slick and greasy, but Roy barely kept a firm grasp on it. The last thing he needed was to drop the phone, though he doubted that it would break. A hammer and the missing babysitter couldn't make a dent, but maybe there would be consequences anyway. With a shake of his head, Roy pushed that thought away. When Justin got his phone, he gave Roy a small smile. The atmosphere of dread started to lighten up like the sky outside. A car pulled up in the driveway. Roy sighed. At last, Corinda was home. Maybe he would get some answers. When Roy was approaching her in the driveway, an invisible force pushed him so hard he fell back on his behind. Something large fell between Corinda and Roy with a wet and meaty splash. Roy looked down at himself and noticed that there was no blood near or on him. Corinda, on the other hand, was covered from head to toe. She just stood there, brown eyes wide with shock while blood slid down her face. Roy flicked his glance at the pile of gore in front of him. He had an idea who it was, but he wasn't going to look closer.
Corinda, you all right?
Several moments passed. Sirens sounded in the distance while the dark clouds faded away. Warm golden sunlight bathed the area. Finally, she nodded slowly. Sometime later, an ambulance and a cop car rolled up. By then, Roy had managed to get most of the blood off of Corinda's face with a towel he got from inside the house. The two cops wasted no time walking up to Roy and Corinda. One was a short brunette, and the other one was a taller, medium-sized man.
Officer Graham, that's Officer McHenry, the male cop said, then pointed to his partner.
McHenry stepped closer to Corinda and Roy.
You okay?
Several moments before Corinda nodded slowly.
Do you know what happened here? Officer Grant asked. Time seemed to slow down as Roy thought of a good answer.
The pure truth wouldn't work. He was quite sure of that. There was no way a cop would have accepted the explanation that their son had a cursed phone. Skimping on some details might be the way to go, Roy thought.
I got a call from my wife saying something was wrong with the babysitter. Something wrong with the babysitter, Officer McHenry said, while his eyes narrowed a bit.
Yeah, she was screaming, Corinda said.
What did she say?
Officer McHenry asked.
I don't know. She seemed very scared. I couldn't understand her because she talked too fast. Do you want to check my phone?
Corinda said. One of the paramedics walked close to the bleeding mass and looked at it. He took several steps before turning his head and vomiting in the grass. A grimace crossed Officer Grant's face.
We'll need both of your phones, and I want to have a medic check you out just in case.
Another paramedic walked up to Corinda and took her to the back of the ambulance while Roy followed. After checking out Corinda and Roy, he nodded at Officer McHenry. He strode up to Roy and Corinda.
Are we in trouble, officer?
Roy asked. A moment passed.
For now? No. I'll give you my card. If you remember more, call me. Don't leave town for a few days or we tie up loose ends,
Officer McHenry said. By the time the body was put in several bags and wheeled into the coroner's van, it was late. Since Corinda and Roy had work the next day, they just had a quick, quiet dinner, and then it was off to bed. Roy lay in bed and fought off exhaustion so he could ask Corinda about the phone. Maybe it wasn't the best time, but he wanted to know. Just a few sentences. Not a novel or even a paragraph.
Kerry, can you tell me what you know about Justin's phone?
Corinda was facing away from Roy, so he couldn't see her face. Several moments passed.
Now? I can't sleep anymore wondering what's going on,
Roy replied. Doubt filled his mind. Maybe this wasn't the best time. More moments passed. Corinda sighed.
My parents were weird cultists, and they gave me to something when I was a teenager. Then the child, Justin, would come later.
She sniffled. For a moment, Roy considered not asking for more information, but he wanted more.
What type of cult? I ask, in case they come back for you.
Sniffles came from the other side of the bed.
No, they won't bother us. Justin is...
Corinda cried in large, racking sobs that shook the bed. Roy put his arm on her waist and waited until she stopped crying. Even though he wanted to know more, regret needled him. It took a while before they fell asleep.
Thank you for listening and delving with me into the dark together.
Please remember to leave a thumbs up and subscribe if you feel so inclined. The more engagement this video gets, the more YouTube will push my content to others.
Thus, the following will grow.
All stories read in this channel will be available on Spotify, iTunes, and just about everywhere else. Links in the description.
Thank you for listening and feeding the cause. We'll be seeing you.